Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has advised us in a hadith, إِذَا أَتَيْتَ إِلَىٰ فِرَاشِكْ فَتَوَضَّأْ وُضُوءَكَ لِلصَّلَاةِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when you come to your bed and you intend going to sleep, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, first perform wudu. A wudu that you would perform when you intend performing salah, meaning a complete wudu, observing all the mustahabbat, all the recommended acts, the sunnah acts, a complete wudu, and then go to sleep. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, commenting on this hadith, he says there are three great benefits in doing so. Number one, he says that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to take away your ruh that night, then at least you sleep and you pass away in a state of wudu, in a state of purity. That's the first benefit. And he says that's the greatest benefit. The second benefit, he says, is that there is likelihood in you witnessing true dreams. If you sleep in a state of purity, then the dreams that you see will most probably be true dreams, dreams that carry meaning, dreams that have a positive interpretation. And the third benefit, he says, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps the devil away from you. So you will not experience many nightmares, or you will not have too many bad dreams. And in another separate hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when you go to bed and you perform wudu before going to bed, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints an angel to stand by you. He stands at your side. And every time you turn and you move during your sleep, he makes a dua for you. Allahumma ghfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu. Oh Allah, forgive this person and have mercy upon him. And this continues right up to the time when you awake from your sleep. May Allah grant us the understanding. Inshallah, gashk will take place after the remaining salah. Brothers are requested to take part.